Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
Now, you know we love us some Stevie Ray around here. Yes, that's right. Stevie Ray Vaughan, the late great Stevie Ray Vaughan, some serious blues there. As long as I'm drawing breath, we're going to have blues here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Not to be confused with others, I'm the only one. I'm the original. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. When you get there, you'll find a lot of stuff that will help you with your small business, including an absolutely unbelievable body of work that Andrew Sherman has deposited with us over the last 15 or so years. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. Andrew is the author of many books, including Harvesting Intangible Assets, including his Mergers and Acquisitions book, which we're going to talk a little bit about right now. Andrew is an attorney and one of the resident attorneys in the Brain Trust. Andrew, thanks again for hanging out with us. Your book, Mergers and Acquisitions, is a pretty sophisticated book, but there are a lot of good lessons in there for small businesses, too.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Jim, it's funny. You know, after the last segment talking about my dad's passing, I mean, it's a good time to remind our listeners that the greatest transfer of intergenerational wealth, estimated lately by MassMutual between $30 and $40 trillion, wow, is going to be taking place in the next 10 to 15
That's right.
years.
That's right.
I mean, we're talking about the aging of the baby boomers.
The entrepreneurial generation of history.
Yeah.
Is they're going to be divesting themselves, and they're going to go out feet first or head first, one way or the other, right?
Exactly. And so, you know, we've got to gear up for this. I mean, I think about this all the time. I mean, I keep an eye, like you do, on major trends and demographic shifts. And, you know, this is, you know, if you are listening today as either the owner of a company that's nearing retirement or facing health issues, or you're listening as the children of the owners of a company near, you know, where the parents are still running it and facing health issues or nearing retirement or at retirement, you've got to think about where's that business going to go? You know, years and years, you know, decades have been spent building it. Who might buy it? You know, is it going to be turned over to the next generation? Is it going to be sold to the employees through an ESOP? Is there value to sell to a competitor or to a financial buyer? But we have this very interesting convergence going on. We've got all of these aging baby boomers, and we also have the largest accumulation of cash ever. Just in corporate America, it's estimated $2.5 to $3.5 trillion
wow.
in cash stockpiles. That's without private equity firms. That's without sovereign funds. I mean, this is an incredible amount of cash. And so you see these two forces coming together. It's large piles of cash and businesses, small businesses, mid-sized businesses, all getting ready to turn over. And I have to say, it's a very bullish time to be a mergers and acquisitions lawyer or advisor or investment banker or accountant, because there's going to be a lot of transactions taking place. And the other thing about this is that people are retiring earlier. I mean, not all of these businesses that are transferring are people. You know, you have this vision of a guy 85 years old stumbling into the office with
like
his walker.
Like I'm going to be one day.
Yeah, but a lot of these businesses, I mean, we're working on a very large transaction now where the primary owner of the business is 47.
Wow.
And you know what? He wants to sell his company and spend time with his family and actually is starting a small distillery. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that convergence is pretty important. And I think, you know, if you know, the big message today to take away from that is if you don't have some exit plan or exit strategy or succession plan in place, you know, now is the time to be thinking about one. And we can talk about in the next segment,
well,
you know,
well, the thing,
what
the
that
thing,
all looks like.
Let's do some of that right now. I mean, the thing is that your business, the people you have to understand, especially small businesses, especially if they're not audited small businesses, they have to understand that the way they run their business is not the way it needs to look if they're going to sell their business.
Extremely well said. extremely well said. And, you know, I do this thing with clients that are thinking about selling even 2 to 4 years from now. I call it the EOTB analysis, eyes of the buyer analysis. What will the business look like in the eyes of the buyer? Not in your eyes, but the eyes of the buyer. And that mm-hmm. it's very hard for many small businesses to envision the business being looked at by a third party
right.
with a critical eye, with lawyers coming in doing due diligence, and, you know, there's a natural defensiveness that comes up.
Right.
So that's, you know.
And let me say something else. It's not as much fun. Let's be honest. Let's put all the cards on the table. It's not as much fun running your business as if you're going to sell it as it is running it without thinking about selling it. Clearly, it's more fun to run your business when you're just going to think about you're going to live forever.
Exactly.
But the thing is at least, in my opinion, my estimate, Andrew, I'd like your thoughts on this. In my estimate, at least 5 years. And 10 years is not too early to start getting your business prepared to be run as if it were going to be sold. At least no later than 5 years. It takes that long. It takes 5 years to make the conversion from how you love to run it to how you need to run it. What do you think?
I would actually say it's a perpetual state.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you are in a perpetual state of thinking about what would this business, what aspects of this business would be valuable to a third party one day,
mm-hmm.
I think you'll build a better company. You know,
well, I agree with that.
Constantly
no
asking yourself, how do I make this business more valuable? And even if you never sell it and you turn it over to the next generation,
yeah.
you'll have turned over an asset of more value.
Right, exactly. Give us a website, Andrew. Where do you want to go?
Jonesday.com.
Jonesday.com. That's the law firm that he belongs to, or that he owns. Basically, you own that now, right?
No.
You've been there 5 years.
Thanks,
come on,
buddy.
Man. What's your problem?
Yeah.
You should have it wrapped up by now. Tintail, right back with Andrew Sherman.
We'll get
Stay
me
with
fired,
us.
Buddy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.